Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to the Thinking Crypto Podcast, your home for cryptocurrency news and interviews. If you are new here, please hit that subscribe button as well as the thumbs up button and leave a comment below. If you're listening on a podcast platform such as Apple or Spotify, please give me a 5-star rating. It helps support the channel and it doesn't cost you anything. This content is brought to you by Uphold, which is a great platform that makes it easy to buy, sell, trade, and earn cryptocurrencies. Uphold has been around for a long time. They have 10 plus million users, 200 plus cryptocurrencies, and they're available in 150 countries. I've been a user for years. I've interviewed the CEO, the founders, and many representatives, so I can vouch for this platform. It is great. It's easy to use. If you'd like to learn more, visit the link in the description. All right, let's look at the crypto market cap here because Bitcoin saw a bounce. Right now, we are sitting at $21,288, up 10% from a 24-hour perspective, up near 7% from a 7-day perspective. Ethereum currently sitting at over $1,700. So seeing some green, but of course, we're still in a bear market. We're still in that max pain zone. So if we look at the Bitcoin weekly chart here, you know, there is a green candle, but very small, and it's nothing to write home or call home about because we have to let this thing play out. We are still in a very tough macroeconomic situation with the Fed, recession, interest rates, and you guys know what's been going on, right? Inflation and all that jazz. So we have to be careful here. But, you know, if you are swing trading and, you know, you bought the dip when Bitcoin dropped to below 18,000 just, you know, a few days ago, you could, you know, certainly sell for some profits here. And that's the great thing. You can use the volatility to your advantage and swing trade. Now, I do some swing trading. I did not swing trade this. I've been buying the dips and I'm waiting to see if Bitcoin's going to do a retracement, maybe to 40K, where I'll take some profits. You know, Ethereum, hope maybe you can get back to 3,000. I'll take some profits. And we know the market's kind of been rallying behind the narrative of the Ethereum merge. So we'll see what happens. And there are some big things lined up this month because you have the Ethereum merge, Cardano, Vasil hard fork. You have the Flare network distribution, token distribution, possibly, that hasn't been confirmed. And could we potentially see an SEC Ripple lawsuit resolution? Maybe, right? And once again, I said maybe. So these are probabilities. These are not certainties. But as an investor, you want to look at what is happening and make some sort of guesstimation, form a thesis, right? And you got to be prepared for all scenarios. So just heads up on what we're seeing in the market. And look, I want the green to continue. I want the prices to continue going up, but we have to be realistic as well. Now, speaking of prices and Bitcoin here, MicroStrategy's SEC filings reveal the company is considering selling $500 million in stock to purchase more Bitcoin. Michael Saylor is at it again. Now, you know, I don't know what's going on with Saylor. He's got, you know, tax evasion accusations following him by, you know, the government, the different folks in DC saying he him and MicroStrategy did some tax evasion. So we'll see what the outcome is around that. I don't know if that's true, but look, it's a big case when you have the government coming after you. And we know that he stepped down as the CEO. So it looks like they're still continuing their Bitcoin strategy, and hopefully it works out for them. I don't want anything bad to happen to people, but certainly it is a risky time, right? With the prices being down, with the macroeconomic factors as well. Now, guys, Empower Oversight, which has, I should let you guys know what it is first. Many of you may not know. It is a whistleblower organization, and they do a lot of investigations, FOIA requests to make sure the government is doing the right thing, right? And they're abiding by the laws as they try to make us abide by the laws, and they are abiding by the rules that they try to make us abide by, and the Constitution as well. And we know they've been investigating the SEC and potential conflicts of interest around the Ethereum situation, the whole Ripple lawsuit, and so forth. So they gave an update today. They said the SEC lifts unspecified redactions on nearly 1,500 pages of crypto conflict documents. They tweeted, Empower Oversight filed a motion in its lawsuit against the SEC seeking time to conduct a detailed review of about 1,500 pages of documents the SEC dropped just one day before filing for summary judgment in FOIA litigation over cryptocurrency conflicts of interest at the agency. According to the SEC, the documents consist of new versions of all the previously produced documents, but with some redactions lifted to publicly reveal new information. However, the SEC failed to indicate where exactly it had lifted the redactions. It continues here saying, when Empower Oversight sought clarification about how and whether the SEC had marked the newly revealed information, the agency advised that the Empower Oversight would have to conduct a page-by-page comparison to the original document productions to hunt for new information. Here, Jason Foster, who's the president, a founder and president of Empower Oversight, here's a quote from him. He said, this is another example of the SEC playing silly games with serious litigations. Americans deserve better treatment than this. And these tactics are further evidence of bad faith and lack of professionalism. Absolutely. Well said, Jason Foster. And this is the nonsense that we continue to see from the SEC. And this is why Brian Armstrong, the CEO of Coinbase, if you guys recall earlier this year, had to tweet out the SEC is acting shady. How can a government agency behave like this? And this is why Tom Emmer and many others are going to be going after Gary Gensler and the SEC. Tom Emmer called it the Wild West for regulators, not just crypto, but for regulators. Gary Gensler is acting out of pocket, trying to flex his muscles and power that he actually doesn't have. He doesn't make the law. He has to abide by the laws Congress puts together. So we are in such a weird situation here, but we know what the root of Gary Gensler's motives are, and that is to protect the incumbents, right? They're doing all this nonsense while their mission is to protect investors. We know it's heavily geared and influenced by incumbents, the big banks, the financial institutions who want to slow crypto down so they can catch up. And this is what we're dealing with. This is why we have to fight. I've told you guys many times on many occasions, make videos, write articles, contact your representatives, tweet. Our voices are being heard because the members of Congress, our representatives are on Twitter, and they're seeing the comments. Now, we don't want to cross any lines. We don't want to make threats or anything like that. But we need to voice our disapproval, voice our unhappiness with this nonsense, and let our voices be heard. And we saw the movements that this is creating. People in DC are aware of the unhappiness with the SEC, and overall, that they know crypto and crypto users are here to stay, and they have power. And it was an example of that is, of course, what happened with the infrastructure bill, right? And the crypto community being a big part of holding that bill up, working along with the industry. So the SEC continues their nonsense under Gary Gensler. Now, obviously, you have folks at the SEC who do not agree with Gary Gensler and what he's doing. And we know Hester Peirce is one of them, and I've interviewed her on many occasions. Well, we have another commissioner coming out And there's an article that he published today or was interviewed in Barron's. Guys, look at this. The headline is "Regulation by Enforcement Won't Work for Crypto," argues SEC Commissioner. So we have another person at the SEC not in line with Gary Gensler and the nonsense he's doing and calling out the SEC's really lack of clear guidelines and taking the wrong approach. So I'm going to read parts of it so you know who it is. I'm not going to read the entire article. So as the head of Securities and Exchange Commission continues to insist that crypto tokens should largely be regulated as securities under established commission rules, other leaders of the agencies are taking issue with that approach, arguing instead of a formal rulemaking process to tailor new regulations for digital assets. In remarks here, it says Friday at the annual SEC Speak Conference, Commissioner Mark Yeda, if I'm saying that right, called crypto regulation a big, difficult, and complex issue that is conspicuously absent from the commission's published regulatory agenda. Wow, right? Calling it out. And who leads the ship here? Goldman Gary Gensler. So clearly a shot at him. So Yeda, a veteran SEC staffer who was sworn in as commissioner in June, echoed the calls from Coinbase and other industry players for clearer rules of the road for a crypto sector they argue is fundamentally different from conventional securities. Abso-freaking-lutely. Thank you, Commissioner Yeda. You and I've been talking about it nonstop, right? I've been tweeting about it. You cannot compare oranges being sold as securities in the 1930s in Florida to coins that exist on globally distributed blockchain networks, on decentralized networks, right? And when other countries are viewing those same tokens that the SEC is trying to police or call as securities as virtual currencies. Big problem, big inconsistency there, right? When we think about what this asset class is, what this technology is. So Gary Gensler is trying to play police as though he controls the world when he doesn't. And other major countries and superpower countries, large ones, don't view these tokens as securities. Now, are there scams in the crypto industry? Of course, just like they have been in every other industry that where there's new technology, where nefarious actors try to use the technology to do bad things. Are there legit securities, like actual securities, you know, certain tokens offered up in a certain way, whether it be a Ponzi or securities? Yes. But what Gensler won't do is say which is which. He won't say, hey, these are okay. These are actually companies building, and they're not trying to do anything. They're actually trying to, you know, make sure that they're in line. But there are bad actors who are in the shadows, right, who are doing things. But Gensler's not going after the bad actors. He's going after the big companies, right? He's going after the Ripples and anybody that he can clearly see what they're doing and so forth, regardless if they're doing bad or good, he's just going to go after them. And that's the problem. That is so silly, right? Common sense will tell you that. So this is the situation we face. But guys, great to see even new commissioners coming in saying, hey, this is nonsense. What are we doing? Where's the rules? You know, we got to be clearer here. So great to see this. And once again, this was published on Barron's today. Now, let's move ahead. More SEC news. The SEC enforcement chief, Gurbir Grewal, if I'm saying that right, warned the crypto industry that his division can't ignore legal violations. Oh, yeah? Well, how about you guys clean house with all the conflicts of interest before you try to go tell other industries and companies what to do? We understand the SEC is supposed to protect retail investors and go after scams, but they're going after legit companies and they haven't provided the clear guidelines. They haven't provided an updated Howey test. So this is all, BS in my opinion. He's kind of become Gary Gensler's lapdog here, and Gary Gensler's got him going around saying things. And remember, he got grilled by the members of Congress, Tom Emmer, Warren Davidson, and so forth. And he chickened out when he couldn't answer anything about Ethereum, saying, oh, there's the Ripple lawsuit and so forth. But in a way, he indirectly confirmed that there's a legit situation or conflict here with the Bill Hinman speech and Ethereum by not addressing it, right? He's like, oh, you know, that scenario you brought up, hypothetical, that is being discussed and placed in the SEC Ripple lawsuit and so forth. So I can't speak to it. Oh, but I thought it was BS. I thought it's nonsense. I thought it's conspiracy theory. There's nothing there. There is something there. And they know it, but they, you know, they're going to put up this face and say all these things, but they're not cleaning house, right? There's conflicts. There's, well, who knows what else, what other corruption is going on at the SEC. So let's move ahead here. We got some big news. So Anthony Scaramucci, who I've interviewed multiple times on the channel, his fund Skybridge Capital is, of course, heavily invested in Bitcoin and also Algorand, which I'm a big fan of. Well, some big news between him and Sam Bankman-Fried, who's the CEO of FTX. He said FTX Ventures and Sam Bankman-Fried are acquiring a stake in Skybridge. Sam and I have gotten to know each other for the last 2 years and have partnered together on a few things, including Salt Conference and Crypto Bahamas. We couldn't be more excited about this partnership. So this is pretty big. And here are here's the quick rundown on this partnership. Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX bought 30% stake of Skybridge Capital. FTX is paying $40 million for a 30% stake. Scaramucci is not selling any of his stock. Skybridge manages $2.7 billion of client assets under management, valuing the enterprise at approximately 4.9% of the assets under management. Bankman-Fried used the word excited 10 to 15 times. So big partnership here. And once again, this is what I want to see as an investor, because you just the capital coming in different ways, mergers, acquisitions, expansions globally, right? It shows these people are bullish on the market. They're making the investments and they're doing in the bear market, getting ready for the next bull market. They know there's money to be made and we haven't hit full mass adoption. I've talked about it on the channel here that it, you know, in the 2024 bull run, we could see that 100% mainstream adoption, right? Because you have some big players here, BlackRock, Fidelity, and so forth. Or we get close to it, maybe 70-80% mass adoption. But then, you know, in future bull markets, that's when we hit the 100%. So I'm thinking of it, you know, from how many billions of people are we reaching? How many people are participating in the asset class? How the technology is being implemented real world and so forth. And look, these guys who are billionaires, right? Millionaires, big players, a lot of them were doing investments in the traditional financial world, are now here and they're betting on crypto. So I hope you see what is happening here. And it's not what they do. Excuse me, not what they say, it's what they do, right? Look at the actions. Forget about what they say. They're making investments, mergers, acquisitions, expansions. They're making the investments, my friends. And here, speaking of investments, the investment arm of one of Singapore's largest family offices will begin pouring $100 million into Web3 startups by next quarter. Wow. So it's happening globally. And if you total up all the millions of dollars that have already entered the market, some billions, we're probably, you know, maybe definitely over 50 billion, I would say. And that number is going to continue to grow. Absolutely will continue to grow. So, and my number might be conservative there because there's probably a lot we don't know yet, but, you know, as the news is coming out, we're hearing about it, right? You go back to Paul Tudor Jones and then Ray Dalio and A16Z and all these folks. And by the way, I'm in contact with a fund that raised $1 billion to invest in crypto. I will be interviewing one of the founders of those, of that fund. I won't say the name yet because I don't want to ruin for you guys. But I, you know, I'm in contact and I'll try to get that interview later this month. And you're going to hear directly from the horse's mouth. They're going to be buying the coins and investing in the companies. And by the way, that fund actually hired Jay Clayton. Well, let me not give you guys, let me not give the big reveal. I'll tell you guys later on as we get closer. So guys, Whampoa to wield $100 million for Web3. This is the investment arm of the Singapore family office. And everybody, all these big funds, family offices, VCs, hedge funds are looking to put money in crypto. We also got news here. Blockchain.com to open Dubai office after securing preliminary regulatory approval. Once again, expansion. These exchanges, these platforms are going global because we have not hit full adoption yet. They know what's on the horizon. And there's actually a news item I forgot to pull up here, but I want to share with you guys. It has to do with JP Morgan and Microsoft, and that'll be the last news item here. Let me get it for you guys. So here we go. JP Morgan hires former Microsoft executive to its digital assets related payments group. Microsoft's former corporate treasurer and chief investment officer, Tahreem Kamtun, joined JP Morgan's payments, which focuses on digital payments and blockchain technology. So big things happening, my friends, hiring and once again, expansions, investments, mergers, acquisitions. That's what I want to see as an investor. I know the price. Everybody wants the price to go up. I want to be rich. I want to make a lot of money. But there's a path to that, and there's market cycles. So you have to exercise patience and you have to do research. This is why I created this channel. I'm sharing the facts with you. I'm not making anything up here. It's not my own dreams and wishes and feelings and emotions. It's, hey guys, look at this company investing this hundreds of million dollars into the crypto market. Look at SkyBridge and FTX. Look at this merger, right? And all these different things. So that is what we're doing here on this podcast. And you as an investor, you want to be well researched and not just floating like a ship without a sail in the water, moving with the price, like, oh no, the price is down today. Oh no, the price is up today. No. Take a position when the prices are low, of course. Sit back and watch what chess pieces are being moved. Watch the puzzle pieces come together. Yes, you want to take profits as the price goes up, of course. But you want to look at the macro because that will give you a time horizon as to when you may make a certain level of return, right? Because there's still future bull markets to go. So something to keep in mind, if you're looking to day trade and trade and make some quick bucks, maybe this is not for you, as far as this channel. If you're looking for investing and to build wealth and build life-changing money, this is what, the goal of this channel, because I personally done it for myself being here in 2016. And even though we're in a bear market where the valuations are down, my portfolio is still looking decent because I'm up compared to what I bought in 2018, the bear market lows, right? So, and I had to wait years for that to go, but my patience paid off. And that is what I keep trying to share with you guys, because I'm trying to wake people up as to the opportunity that's here. There's never been anything in the history of the world like this, where you and I, retail, can front run a lot of the institutions, guys, where this thing is built as a true Metcalfe's law, network adoption, where you get equity. It's an equitable setup, right? Economy, because you can hold the tokens and benefit from the network growing. I've often talked about, you're on Facebook, you're on YouTube, you're on Twitter and whatever. You put your activity on there, but you don't benefit. You don't get any of the revenue from Facebook or Twitter or YouTube or so forth, right? But they use your activity. Now, if you're on a network, let's say the Ethereum network or the XRP Ledger, whatever, right? You're holding the tokens and you participate in that network, you're benefiting from it, right? So it's just, when it clicks for you, when you understand what's happening here, then it's clear, as far as your investments. Yes, you have to be wise. Yes, you have to be smart. Buy the lows, sell the highs, be patient. Anyway, guys, that's the news. Let me know what you think. Leave your thoughts and comments below. Hit the thumbs up button, share this video, and I'll talk to you all later.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.